the question I was pondering on for the last couple of days was, or this thought of, how do we mature in our walk with the Lord? And I came to this question that Andrew was kind of talking about. So what does it say? It says, you've been saved by grace through faith, right? And that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God, so that no one can boast. And I was thinking too, what does a mature Christian look like? I was reading this verse as Andrew was sharing in Ephesians chapter 3. As Andrew said, obviously, Jesus came to set us free. And in setting us free, then his desire is much like our, as parents, we desire to see our children grow and become mature and become responsible adults and ultimately reproduce again, right? And so I think of our Christian walk very, very similar. I think that the natural picture we have, God has designed it that way, that we could see a natural picture of what his desire is for us spiritually. And so we can look at that. But then you can think of these things. But look at Ephesians chapter 3, the end of this chapter, verse 14. This is a familiar passage, but maybe not one that I at least necessarily think of when I think of the picture of a mature Christian. But this, I think, is a great example. For this reason, Paul says in verse 14, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and height and length and depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. And that's the longing that Christ has for us. This is a mature Christian, is one that has been filled up to all the fullness of God. That's his desire for us. When he saved us, is to pull us out of our sin, but also that we would grow and become filled completely with the fullness of God. Just like the example Andrew was talking about of the vine and the branches. I was actually looking at that passage too. As it says, God is glorified by this, that we bear much fruit. So I was thinking about this question then, coming to this. Okay, we're saved by faith. We're saved by grace through faith. And what part do we play in this? And Andrew talked about this too. It's this thing. Well, we're saved by grace through faith, not of ourselves, not of our own works. So then do we do nothing? And you know, the only thing I could think of, some of the analogies I could think of, so my wife is with child. I think everybody knows. If you don't know, she's with child. You know, you could sit here and say, what is her role in this right now? Rest. I see someone say, you're right, absolutely. Eat, drink, fluids. I mean, all those things, if she didn't do them, all of a sudden, this child in the womb would become compromised. But would it not be a strong measure of insanity for her to be boasting about this amazing thing she's doing in herself right now to make this child? I mean, today was a tough day because today I had to form its fingers and its toes, and today was a big one. I was working on getting the heart pumping. I'm glad it went well. I was quite pleased with my performance there to be able to do that. And tomorrow we're gonna do lungs, but I'm gonna rest for now. Like, you could just see the insanity of it, right? Is to somehow to boast in that and think somehow I'm doing this in me, right? But you come back to this thing of, or even just think of your own children or my children. If you don't have children, you can quickly assume this. Like the children, my son and I went and saw my dad yesterday in the hospital, and my dad just says, man, Jesse, every time I see you, you've grown. You think, well, yeah, I've been working hard at that. I'm, again, pleased with my performance. I think this has been a strong month. I put on an inch, worked hard at that. Like, It's nonsensical, right? And yet at the same time, if he didn't eat and he didn't drink and he didn't do these things, would not his physical well-being, like, it would be compromised, right? Or the farmer. The farmer boasts because he went, oh, today I connected the sprinkler and you should see the fruit that I produced. Like, but, I mean, again, it comes back to this, these simple things, that these natural pictures that God has created. So do we have a role to play in it? Yes, we do. We do have this role to play in our walk with the Lord, right? What does he say? Seek first my kingdom, and all these things will be added unto you. And I know there he's talking to the disciples about just providing for the needs, but he was encouraging them. He says, disciples, you have a role to play. He also said to them, hey, you need to count the cost. And you need to have this heart daily to say, Lord, not my will. Your will be done. It's the same heart that Jesus had. So if we're to be filled up with all the fullness of God, that means we're to become like our Lord and Savior. And so we need to then have the same mind as Christ had. That's what Paul encouraged the Philippians in chapter 2. He says, have this mind in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, right? Who, what? He laid aside everything else. He didn't do his own will. He sought to do the Father's will. Again, it would be crazy for us to think that somehow when his Spirit, because we believe, and then he puts his Spirit in us, and his grace begins to work in our lives. And yes, we realize, you know what? I need to eat. And so, you think of, we all have this. If your child is not, we say this so often, if your child wasn't eating, you would be really concerned, because there's just this natural thing in us that we get hungry, right? And so, too, in our walk with Jesus, we need to eat. We need fellowship. It says in Proverbs, it says that the one who separates themselves from fellowship, doesn't say specifically from fellowship, rages against all sound wisdom. Rages against all sound wisdom. Because as we talked a week or two ago, we can't be ignorant of the devil's schemes, right? He wants to do a whole bunch of things. But ultimately, he wants to rob our faith, right? Because we're saved by faith. There's repentance, there's faith, and then his Spirit, the seed, is birthed in us, and that begins to work. Just like, think of all the natural pictures, whether it's reproduction, it's fruit, all of those things, they happen by this amazing work of grace and the power of his Holy Spirit in our lives. Do we have a role to play in it? Yes, we do. Just like we do to get up and eat and drink, and yet to think somehow, you know, today, how many times does a heart beat? Andrew, work that out. Like, you can think, it probably beats thousands of times a day. And to come home, how was your day? You know, it's really strong performance today. My heart was really good. I was working hard at keeping it. Like, these things happen apart from us. But we can jeopardize and compromise these things. And so I would say, too, in our walk with the Lord, I just use those as silly examples, but real examples of how we need to, it says, be on guard. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. So I was thinking about the things that we can do to mature in our walk with the Lord. I was thinking, obviously, spending time with Jesus. Is it a work? Oh, I have to do this. At the end of the day, what did he say to the first church in Revelation? He said, I know your works. You do all these things. He commended them, and he says, you do all these things well. But he said, I have this against you. Remember that first thing? What was a mature Christ, mature Christian? When we looked at Ephesians 3, he said, for this reason, I bow my heart before bow my knees before the Father, that you would have this understanding of the love of Christ. And that the response to that love that he has for us would be, Lord, I want to know you more. This treasure, this work that you've done in my life, Lord, I want to give you my life back in return. And yes, I want to spend time with you, and I want to seek you, and I want to spend time with others that love you. And if I can be, I want to be a blessing to them and an encouragement to them. And ultimately, that they would also, in my times of need, be an encouragement to us. Be an encouragement to me, sorry. But I had this thought as Andrew was sharing, and I won't go on because there's lots. I was looking at this idea of becoming a mature Christian. But I think so much of what Andrew talked about, just being set free, and then I just would add on to it of growing in our walk with Jesus Christ. It is the power of his Holy Spirit and the grace of God working in our lives that accomplishes this work. And it is the Father's desire and good pleasure that we would grow up into all the fullness of Jesus Christ. And that, just like it says, that we could bring for his glory and our good, right? For his glory and our good, that we would be fruitful children, but the working of his Spirit. But we also just need to be, I would encourage you to just ask the Lord, what are the roles that I have to play in that? And I think what you'll quickly see is, you know what, Lord, I need to be diligent in spending time in your word. I need to be diligent to get fellowship, not because it's to check the box and say, therefore, I've done this, so I'm doing well. It's the total opposite of that. Yeah, I'm doing these things because, Lord, there's a longing. And if there's not a longing to be spending time with him or to getting fellowship, then we have to say, Lord, you know, why is that? Right? All of a sudden, you may inadvertently fall in prey to the devil's schemes, right? Where all of a sudden, the worries of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, or something else has crept in and he's been able to pull us away. So anyway, let's be encouraged this morning. Jesus Christ came, died on the cross to set us free and to do such a marvelous, marvelous work in our lives that we could be filled up to all the fullness of God. Think about that. That's an amazing thing, that you could be filled, that as Jesus walked, that we can walk that way. But to recognize too, Lord, then help me to play my part, to be diligent, to spend time with you, to get fellowship. Just the simple things, Lord. What are those things, Lord, that I can do that I might mature and become this child of God that is full to all the fullness of Christ?